All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday, June 2014, moving day at the Open, the U.S. Women's Open, and quite a day we got going on there. Michelle Wee, Lexi Thompson leading the way. What a fun final group, and good for the LPGA, who's just been killing it all year. Of course, they get a little trumped by the news of Tiger Woods coming back for his tournament next week, and they got the World Cup. So they never seem to be able to catch a break, but good on the LPGA. They just, what a wonderful season that they've been having, and it's been fun to watch. Week two at Pinehurst, number two course there, just wonderful golf, love it. Golf played along the ground, it's just a lot of fun to watch. Playing Russian roulette with the native areas, not sure what kind of lie you're going to get. It's going to be good, it's going to be bad. Can I get it on the green, can I not, you know, that kind of stuff. Just a lot of fun. It brought a lot of creativity to the U.S. Open, both for the men and the women, which normally is just sort of hack it out and march forward from there. Not a lot of creativity there, not a lot to the imagination, if you will. And so it's been just been a wonderful 2 weeks of golf to watch. Hope you had a great week. Hope you had a chance to play some golf. Hope you're going to have a chance to play some golf this weekend. I got a chance to play yesterday, which was a nice little treat for myself. A little nine-hole match with my boys, Mike and Mike, believe it or not. Not the radio host, but some colleagues of mine. So that was fun, particularly when you come out on top, must say. But no, it's just great to be out there and swinging the golf club. So I hope that you got a chance to as well. Looking forward to talking to my guest today, who is PGA Master Teaching Professional Michael Hebron, also a PGA Professional Hall of Famer, member of the Hall of Fame. He was inducted a couple of years back. Just a wonderful guy, a very deep thinker, if you will. So looking to get his thoughts on where he's at with the golf swing and teaching the golf swing. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabiel has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
Well, there's a fire. All right. Good morning and welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is PGA Master Teaching Professional and PGA Hall of Famer Michael Hebron. Michael, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Great to hear you.
We got a great spring morning. Right here, and we've had a kind of a funky spring. And
I'm not sure you could call it a spring, really, to be honest with you. I mean, it went from winter to 90 degrees, I think.
That one day, but it's beautiful today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad to catch up with you. How's it going over at Smithtown Landing? What's going on with the golf course over there? Everything is good?
Yes, it is. Like all golf courses, we're concerned about the amount of snow we had. And snow is not particularly bad for grass, but when it's down a long time, and we were very surprised that we came through in good shape, because you can do all the, you know, superintendents can be doing all the right things and Mother Nature work against them, and it's not their fault. But we're in great shape, and to sound a little self-serving, people have come in and really have enjoyed the condition of the golf course. It's been a slow spring. I think golf is slower than it used to be, but everything is fine. we're fortunate to be in the industry we're in.
Absolutely, and you have such a lovely golf course. I love playing it. I make sure a point to get out there every year at least once to play it. Any changes to the golf course? I know you guys have taken down some trees here and there in the meantime, in the past of years. Any changes in the last year?
Like air.
Yep.
Air, movement of air around greens and stuff, and the work we've done, we did some in the fall, and it's paying off. Thanks for asking. Yes.
Yeah. You know,
we are in very good shape.
Absolutely. Before we get to your work and your focus of study and how you teach the golf swing, I wanted to get your thoughts on Lucy Lee, the 11-year-old who qualified for the Women's Open. I'm not sure if you – I know you're busy teaching, as a director of golf there at Smithtown Landing, if you – caught some of her press conferences that she has, particularly her last one. She obviously didn't make the cut. She shot 78, but her press conference after her on Friday, after she missed a cut, reminded me a lot of you in the way she spoke, because she didn't talk about she wasn't focused on outcome, if you will. Something that I know that you like to, talking about in terms of worrying about results. But she was really just a wonderful kid. But I just your thoughts on the an 11-year-old qualifying for the Women's Open.
I think I'm going to follow Dottie Pepper's lead. The research that I've done, and I'm standing on the shoulders of others, and mixed in with my own experience, we have a very active youth program here. We have over 800 children involved in it every week,
mm-hmm.
So we get a good mix of personalities. And the biggest point is the house they're growing up in. Dottie Pepper said if this girl is here for the experience of just playing and not for score, she was very comfortable with it. It's hard to wrap, it's hard to support putting somebody of that age, unless they're very unusual, growing up in a very unusual house in that setting. And what I think happens is, I think like you, I was impressed more with her press conferences. I saw bits and pieces of them, and she is certainly grounded when she said, well, my favorite thing to do is read. That the kind of opportunities she's receiving are very grounded. That 11-year-old would say, my favorite thing isn't to be on my iPad.
Yeah, right, exactly.
My favorite thing is to read. You had to be impressed with how she handled the situation. As far as her golf goes, the other young women who have qualified for the Open were much bigger physically than she was.
Right.
So it's interesting to, a golf swing is a very powerful golf swing. For those who get wrapped up in the technical part of her of golf swings, she wouldn't receive a passing grade, but she knows how to play golf, which is more important. The golf swing is such a small part of the game. You have to think, be creative, have a good memory, emotion. I mean, we could give you a very long list of things that create golf, and the golf swing would be just a part of that and a very small part. Very, very different looking golf swings go out and enjoy and play. So, yes, I think it's my only concern is that, from afar would be that all of a sudden parents are going to feel that they have the next Nancy Lopez in their situation. It has to be the child's.
Yeah.
It has to be the child's decision. A year or two ago, a father came to me and said, my son's in love with golf, a little 5-year-old. I said, well, how do you know that? He says, well, whenever I go to the driving range, my son wants to go with me. I said, sir, if you were washing cars Saturday. Your son would want to go with him.
Of course.
You know, he wants to be with his dad, no matter what his dad's doing. So
yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not the only coach that has this view. Most high school coaches and little league coaches, the challenge is not the child. The challenge is the parent.
Yeah.
And the parent, the parents need more education in how to support a child's interests.
Yeah. And I would only add, in the case of Lucy Lee, most likely it won't be just a parent, but also the agents. What's your take on Pinehurst number 2 and what the USGA has tried to sort of promote? I've been saying they've sort of borrowed from UPS, what can Brown do for you? Do you like this promotion, if you will, of the ground game? And yes, obviously with the problem of water coming down the road and the lack of it, and promoting the more efficient use of water. But and as my guest last week, John Huggins, said, we may have gotten backed into it a little bit, but the idea of bringing creativity back to the game, they're really trying to promote that. What's your take on what they've done?
I think a couple of things. I think it's good. I think that when people look at Brown, they think there's something wrong. That's the turf is fine. It's just the look.
Yep.
And it's fine to play off. And I think there's a lot of money being spent on keeping things green for reasons that are not playing condition reasons, but for reasons that people just like green, or they saying that their course is greener than the next one. So yes, I think it's one of the things that the future of golf has to incorporate. Water is probably the new gold. It's getting scared, especially out west and stuff. So as you know, I coach in that area sometimes down at Pine Needles, which is literally 5 minutes away. And I think what they did was a step in the right direction. I'm not sure certain topographies of certain golf courses could handle that kind of redesign, where it became a rustic-looking kind of golf course. The topography has to lend itself to doing that.
Sure, and I think I think it's meant to be an option. I think I think some people lose that a little bit too. It's not like everybody should adopt this. It's just gives people another option of types of golf course. You know, you go to Smithtown Landing, and that's an option there. There's a lot of, I love that golf course. I call it like a little bit of an Augusta National. There's no even lies. You have uphill lies, downhill lies, side hill lies. It's a wonderful place to learn to hit golf shots.
We tend to say it has 6 flats, 6 hilly, and 6 medium holes.
Yeah, right. So, okay, so even better. So so you get a little bit of everything there. So, you know, that's an option, whereas, you know, some courses on the South Shore are much more flatter.
Correct.
So it's just meant to be an option. We're gonna go to break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss the work of Michael Hebron and what he's done, his brain-based learning, if you will, in recent years. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over 2 decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, re-gripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is PGA Master Teaching Professional Michael Hebron, and PGA, also a PGA Professional Hall of Famer. He's written books, titles called Play Golf to Learn Golf, The Art and Zen of Learning Golf, See and Feel the Inside Move to the Outside, and other things as well. Mike, what's been, I know you every year, you attend a lot of conferences. You go to one of the probably, I don't know many PGA professionals who go to Harvard to learn. Where are you at in your stage, in your development, in this sort of brain-based learning approach to teaching the golf swing?
Well, I think you used the right word there, development. You know, you're still always growing. I just returned from Denmark, where I gave some clinics over there. Specifically asked to come over and talk about the difference between teaching golf and a teaching golf approach and a learning development approach. Last two weekends ago, I was up in Boston at the 11th annual professional. I said that incorrectly. Teachers professional conference, and it was mostly administrators from colleges, people who set up curriculum, and we had 1,200 people from all over the world there discussing how we learn. And the way I've brought it into golf is that traditionally I made a paradigm shift about 20 years ago. It was about the time I had the good fortune to be given the National Teacher of the Year Award, and I was very content-rich and going about coaching and teaching in a way that everybody else was at the time. And I realized that I started to question why were some of the students not making progress. And I realized that what was missing from my work was some understanding of the nature of learning. And what I've some general things that I've come away with are focus is not great, attention is. If we overthink and overfocus, we shut down creativity and actually our memory. It's one of the reasons kids remember answers after the test. They're trying so hard to focus on an answer that it never comes up. Another area is inconsistency should be embraced. When somebody wins a golf tournament, there were good shots, bad shots, and awful shots. And people are, at one time, I would talk about what people were doing wrong in a lesson. And that it's like a child in a classroom who says 2 plus 2 is 5, and he is wrong, as opposed to, how did you get there? You know, why show me the process of getting there?
Right.
So when people hit when a golfer hits a shot that they don't like, they just realize it happened because they're human. Yes, there may have been a mechanical reason, but because of the way the brain learns, you can't really fix things. What you do, it's kind of like the boss's son. It can't be fired.
What is it about golf that people, you know, just because I want to jump in there real quick. What is it about golf that where golfers can watch Phil Mickelson hit it all over the map and they can't handle it when they do it?
Well, you know, if we were having a round table, people had different views. I think one of the things we should consider is people can go skiing, fall down, and tell you they had a good time. People drive for 4 hours to ski, drive 4 hours to come back. So I'm not a big proponent of golf takes too long to play. People make time for what they want to do.
Right.
And they don't because they're being frustrated and intimidated by the game because of the culture. The culture is perfection, not participation. The spirit of, you know, the game of golf and the sport of golf are become two different things. The sport of golf is an ego-driven exhibition of how far, how low, et cetera, et cetera. If somebody's not breaking 100, they think they don't belong on the golf course, as opposed to being an experience. People barbecue with very low barbecue skills and love it.
Right.
And people ski with low skills and love it because of the culture. Golf has been promoted as perfection. If we took all the driver ads that have been out for, and this is not my thought, somebody said this to me the other day, if we took all the ads about drivers hitting it longer and put them together over the last 5 years, we'd be hitting the ball 600 yards.
So right.
This whole idea of it's got to be right, it's got to be wrong. When you hit a poor shot, it's because you're human, and you don't try to fix it. You just go back to your recipe, what you're trying to do. You never try to fix things. You always go back to something positive.
What is emotion? Where does that rank in terms of?
Well, it's number one. Emotions is number one. It has to be emotionally compatible to be brain compatible. It has to be a safe environment. I think every classroom in America and every coaching situation should have the word smart. Students' minds are really talented. A 30 handicapper, in our opinion, is not broken.
Mm-hmm.
30 handicapper is developing. They're being polished. If a 30 handicapper isn't always trying to fix things, one of the questions I might ask is, do you see your golf self as the golfer you are or becoming better? And if somebody says becoming better, there's something missing. There's nothing missing. It just hasn't developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're Irish Catholic, it's not failure. It's the feedback for the next swing or the next meeting or the next test you're going to take, and it's part of the process. Inconsistency is the deal. Nothing is consistent. The biggest lie is not the checks in the mail. The biggest lie is consistency. A tree had to die 1 million years ago for this tree to live that we have today. Shaquille O'Neal. There's a paper out there in Science. If Shaquille O'Neal would practice foul shooting from 16 feet and 14 feet, the foul line's at 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
If he learned too long, too short, too long, too short, he would have been a better foul shooter. Rather than standing there and trying hard to make a 10-foot putt, hit it short, hit it long, hit it short, hit it long, and then go to the distance you want to go.
The brain
has to know the whole side of the performance.
So why do then you say that? And I'm just thinking now, prior to teeing off, you have these professional golfers who have, Phil Mickelson comes to mind, where they have the clockwork of balls pegged out, and they're just hitting, is there a little randomness in the fact that the locations change and it goes around the change?
It has to be random. It can't be, it shouldn't be repetition. You know, people say, I want a consistent golf swing, and I say, why? Every shot's different. Every time you want to have a flexible, portable golf swing. You want to be able to do anything you want with the shaft, head, and face. We say that the golf swing has three employees. It has a shaft, it has a head, and it has a face. And where you want to do that, where you want them to be, is what you think about, not how to do it. And the swing model, of course, is the golf course, not Tiger or Jack Nicklaus or Ben Hogan. The golf course is telling you it's an 8-iron. The golf course is telling you to hit it low or hit it left or hit it right. The model is the customer for the business. Everything works backwards from the golf course.
And then the sort of is your approach then the golf course is telling you what to do and then just allow your brain to do it?
Absolutely.
To respond to it?
Absolutely. We're not coaching the player. We're coaching the player's memory. You're not driving the car. You're not getting dressed. You're not swinging the golf club. Your memory is.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it outstruction. It's already there. If you toss a set of keys, you don't toss a set of keys in jerky motions or start, stop, start, stop. If you've tossed a set of keys, you've done it in a motion. we talk a lot about the idea of one, not one two. That the golf swing, it has a start and a finish, and it's just one flowing motion.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you a pie, and I gave a person next to you a pie, and that pie had eight slices in it, you don't have they don't have a whole pie anymore. They have eight pieces of a pie. Fire the hips, turn this, turn that. They've taken a golf swing, which has a beginning and an end, and turned it into parts.
Mm-hmm.
The brain doesn't work with parts. It works with holes.
I want to. I'm glad you brought that up. I want to take one more short break, and we'll wrap things up. But I'm glad you brought that point up because someone I had on not too long ago said something a little different. I just wanted to get your opinion or your response to that.
Sure.
You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit Pete'sGolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
Welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is PGA Professional Hall of Famer Michael Hebron, Master Teaching Professional as well. Mike, we don't have much time, about 3 minutes left, but just wanted to, you brought up that, and I had a guest on, I had my Jim McLean on, and he was talking about how exactly that he doesn't mind teaching parts to a whole. And I'm not here, obviously, there are a lot of teaching professionals who have different varying opinions on how to teach. But my point in bringing him up is, here's someone who is obviously a well-established PGA teaching professional, and he's okay with video and parts to a hole, showing positions and trying to recreate positions. How does your technique respond to something like that?
It's not brain compatible.
Right.
That's all I would say. It's he's teaching, he's not helping people learn. Working with a tour player is like working with the honors class at Harvard University.
Right.
I personally think it's a very bad example to bring up tour players.
Right.
You know, Michael Jordan comes into your life, all of a sudden you're a great coach. Most of the people who play golf and want to enjoy their game don't break 100. So when you approach it again, not getting... one's a teaching approach and one's a learning approach. Breaking things into parts doesn't facilitate long-term learning. Do you think if you took a foul shot, did you bend your elbow or did you take a foul shot? You took a foul shot.
Right.
It made you bend it. When you throw a ball, did you transfer your weight or did you throw a ball?
Right.
You threw a ball when you transferred your weight. When you throw a football, why is your wrist cocked? The reason your wrist is cocked is because the football weighs something. The big
right.
idea in basketball, the basic idea in basketball is shoot up. The basic idea in tennis is get it over the net. The basic idea in golf is swing the weight of the golf club. And when you swing that weight, all these positions that I once talked about
right.
show up. And it was a great revolution for me and the students I was working with.
Fantastic stuff. Mike, I cannot thank you enough for being... What's that?
No, we should thank you to have this show and keeping golf alive over the radio. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. It's always an education, no pun intended, when you're on the program. I think the line of the show was the industry is undertaking a culture of perfection, not participation. I love that line. I'm going to steal it and use it going forward. I just want you to know that.
And it's an inconsistent game. Embrace it.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I always appreciate your insights. I really can't thank you enough. Thank you, Michael.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Michael Hebron, director of golf at Smithtown Landing Golf Club, Country Club, PGA Master Teaching Professional, PGA Professional Hall of Famer. You can go to his website. It's Michael Hebron, HEBRON.com to gain access to some of the things that he's doing and read some of the stuff that he has available, as well as get the titles that I had mentioned earlier, Play Golf to Learn Golf and others. Just wonderful stuff. Thank you, folks, for joining me for another wonderful half hour. Hopefully you will get out and play some golf, and we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.